Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is Sister Gladys facilitating on this Tuesday, March the 21st, 2023. I appreciate everyone that is coming to the line. I want to thank everyone that is on the that God woke up this morning. And we're giving him the first fruit of our mornings this morning. Appreciate the ones that wanted to come. For some reason, they could not come. And I just want to just thank God for this hour, power of prayer, where Sister Pastor Darlene Bunnage is the pastor, facilitating, wonderful woman of God. And I just thank God, you know, for us coming together, meeting together as a group of, you know, sisters and brothers in Christ, you know, with the same mindset and everything. So I just want to appreciate God, hallelujah, for everyone that's here. And I want the ones that are here that if we can come together as a corporate prayer and give God thanks just for waking us up this day. And yes, we're giving him the first fruit of our morning, the freshness. The freshest part of us is the first fruit of our mornings this morning. So everyone that's on this prayer line now, can we just come together in unity and unison and pray? Give God just give God the glory and just thank him for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to your name, God. Bless you this morning. We glorify your name, God, because you're so awesome. You're perfect, Lord. In all of our ways, Lord, we acknowledge you, and you direct our path. So we thank you for directing our path this morning, oh God, for the beautiful God of the universe. You are the all-coming King. The King of our glory has come in, the King strong and
Lord,
mighty. What a mighty God we serve. You're everything
more,
God. You're our Father, our Mother, our Sister, our Brother.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for your favor, God, your favor with God, with man, favor wherever we go, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God, for your goodness, your love that endures forever and ever, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord, we thank you that we can lift our voice to the King, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, that the King of glory has come
in the name of Jesus.
I see how for some of them are called in the Shita.
Mind, be perfect, peace,
be
on the mind,
and
faith,
Father,
that
she told me,
I this, Father, in
my
the
God,
name
my
of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for
my
glory. We thank you, Father, that it's true.
My Lord, my Lord, today,
and
of Father, today, there is power and agreement with you and you're in the midst. Thank you for being in the midst today, Father, with the asking of God is to be done and free, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are Emmanuel, God, with us.
Father God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We favor you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus.
Praise you, God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord, today that in the we are believers, so, God. We are God's believers,
yes,
God. We believe God's word, oh God. Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
We are
thank
with
you, Lord. Thank you,
and
Lord.
And
thank
you, did, that you're recording, oh God.
This morning.
We can have the word that we can have, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my
yes,
God. Thank you, Lord, today
thank
that we
yes, thank you, Lord.
Every
yes, thank you, Heavenly Father.
In Jesus'
yes,
name, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to you,
yes,
Father. Praise
in the
Lord.
Name.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah, that joined in the prayer for the ones that didn't, that are listening in. Thank God for you being there, too, in the name of Jesus. So I just appreciate everyone. I thank you right now, God, that we will be operating in excellence today in the name of Jesus. For hallelujah, for everyone that's on this prayer line that's listening in the name of Jesus, are giving the respect that's due right now in the name of Jesus. And I just thank everyone that will not, speaking, that we put our phones on mute so there will not be any background noise because people are trying to listen, you know, to God has for us this morning. So we just want to just honor him and work out and operate in the spirit of excellence and, you know, and do according to, you know, what is asked of us this morning out of respect for ourselves first, for God, ourselves, and for others that are on this line. So just want to just thank everyone right now today, as I said before, for this hour power of prayer. And I would Pastor Horsley, are you on the line this morning? Pastor Horsley?
He's not here at this time.
He's not here. Okay, Sister Chris, could you have just give us prayer and start and just give us a word of prayer before we get into the word this morning?
Yes, I can. Okay. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we worship you and magnify you this morning, Lord God, for you are able. You are able, Heavenly Father, to do exceedingly above all we can ask or imagine, Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord God, just to say thank you this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask this morning, Lord God, that you just fill us with the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Set our souls on fire for you, Lord God, that we just hunger and yearn for you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just set our families on fire, Lord God. We want to, Lord God, serve you this morning, this day, this month, this year with the highest praise, this Lord God, that we can give you, Jesus, Lord God. We want to serve you with our whole hearts, Lord God, and minds and bodies, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just give you all the glory and honor, Lord God, because we know that you are able, Lord God. You are able, Lord God. We thank you this morning, Lord God, for leading us by the green pastures and the still waters, Lord God. We thank you this morning for restoring our souls, Lord God. Lord God, because, Lord God, we just are so grateful, Lord God. We are grateful, Lord God. We are grateful because we know that you can do exceedingly above all we can ask or imagine, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for, Lord God, making a way out of no way, Lord God. You are the way maker, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you this morning, Lord God, for clearing our path, Lord God. Lord God, you have cleared our path, Lord God, for the sake of giving us righteousness, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for every obstacle, Lord God, everything that you have moved that our way, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for restoring every family right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for restoring the families, Lord God. We pray for the children, Lord God, as they go to school, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you give them the focus, Lord God. You give them the mind, Lord God, of Christ, Lord God. Lord God, because they're not like any other children, Lord God. They are children of God, Lord God. So we ask you today, Lord God, to anoint our kids, Lord God, anoint their minds, Lord God, anoint their friends, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask you today to tear out every stronghold, Lord God.
Remove everything out the way, Lord God, that needs to be removed right now today, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you for being a healer, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for reversing every diagnosis, Lord God, this morning right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for reversing every situation that was not meant to favor us, Lord God, because we know that we are favored, Lord God, by Jesus Christ, Lord God. We are favored, Lord God. We are overflowing with favor this morning and mercy, Jesus, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord. I thank you this morning, Lord God. I thank you. I give you the highest praise, Lord God. Lord God, I just, Lord God, pray, Lord God, for everybody, Lord God, or anybody, Lord God, is going through grieving, Lord God. I pray for Mr. Reggie and his family, Lord God. I pray for Tina. I pray for Gianna. I pray for Sonya, Lord God. Everybody that's lost somebody, Lord God. I pray for Yolanda and Tony, Lord God. I pray for every broken heart, Lord God, that you will mend it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for every sickness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will reverse it, Lord God, and start the healing right now, Lord God. Start the healing process right now. And Lord God, we just thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just everything that you're doing in our family's life, Lord God, in our businesses, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for each and every business that's on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, that you will open new doors, new opportunities, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for just giving us each and every business, Lord God, every idea, Lord God, every client, Lord God. We just thank you this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just give you all the glory and honor. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Chris, for those powerful words of prayer this morning. I want to go ahead and get the give you words of encouragement this morning before we turn it over, and then we get the prayer request, and we're going to need time for Pastor Bandaj to minister words that God has for her to give us. So we're going to make time for that too this morning. So I wanted to start out with the word of encouragement that God gave me this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. You forgive me, I'm trying to find it real quick. Yeah. Mercy, Father. I lost it. But I will find it.
While you're looking for it, you want to go ahead and pray. I can pray while you're doing that, Sister Gladys.
Yes, do it for me, please, Sister Bandaj. Yes.
Lord, we just thank you this morning. We continue to just lift up the name of Jesus, Lord, because we know that when we lift up the name of Jesus, men will be drawn to you, O God. So we thank you, Lord, today for just the fact that you are everywhere, Lord. You're all around the world. You're in each and every home, and you can see everything, oh God. All power is in your hands, Lord. So we're grateful, Lord, today for the blessings of the Lord that is coming to our lives, the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and added no sorrow. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We thank you that we realize and recognize that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, we thank you today that we can look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So we say, heal today, Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, Father, and we shall be saved, for thou art our praise, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your comfort through the Holy Ghost. And we know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. the Spirit of the living God continue to fall fresh even this morning. Spirit of the living God, continue to lead us and guide us and teach us all things, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you today, oh God, that you are helping each and every one of us, oh God, to seek you the more, oh God. Seek you while you may be found and call upon you while you're yet near. And, Lord, we do realize and recognize we must die daily to sin, oh God. And we ask you, Lord, to create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. My Father, we thank you that we are forgiven, oh God, as we come, Lord, and repent of any sins of omission and commission, oh God. We know, Father, today that you are a forgiving God. So, Lord, we pray that we all will have repentant hearts, oh God, that we will not continue in sin just because grace abounds. So we thank you, Father, today for your grace and your mercy, oh God, that we can trust you, oh God, that your answers are yea and amen. So this morning we do thank you for the healing that is taking place in the bodies, oh God. Lord, there are different issues in different people's bodies, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for healing of cancers of the brain, oh God, cancer of the lymph node, breast cancer, prostate cancer, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, cancer of the spleen, oh God, blood cancer, oh God, leukemia, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, today for healing of scoliosis and multiple sclerosis, oh God. Thank you for healing of arthritic conditions, oh God, migraine headaches, Lord. People are suffering because of the pollen that's out there. So we pray for sinus conditions to be healed in the name of Jesus. My Father, prostate cancer being healed today in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you that the kidneys are being healed this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today for the backs being healed, oh God, hips being healed, Lord, that you take away the pain, the titterness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Babies who were born prematurely, oh God, that you help their bodies to grow to fullness, oh God, in Jesus' name. The mothers who are suffering from postpartum depression, oh God, you heal their minds today, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We speak of minds being healed today, oh God. So, Lord, those who are schizophrenic, bipolar conditions, oh God, Alzheimer's, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those who are even suicidal, Lord, those who are depressed, Lord, we are thanking you, God, today for the joy, Lord. We lose joy this morning. Oh, my God, let the joy of the Lord be our strength, oh God, and the strength of those, oh God, who are feeling so low, God. God, feeling so down and out, God, because of finances, oh God, because people have said things about them and people are doing things that are irrational, God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the healing of the minds today, oh God. Let the mind that is in Christ Jesus be also in those, oh God, who are suffering this morning with mind conditions in the name of Jesus, my God. We thank you. We praise your name, oh God, for just healing those, oh God, who have legs that need to be healed, oh God, hands that need to be healed, backs, oh God, the heart conditions, oh God, those who have had strokes, oh God, that you heal the hands, oh God, the minds, oh God, the backs, oh God, the legs, oh God, that are not working like they used to, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the fingernails and toenails being healed today, God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, we thank you for that today, God. Teeth, oh God, being healed today, Father, in Jesus' name, oh God. We praise you, oh God, that the hearing is being healed today, oh God, that the deaf will begin to hear, God, the dumb will begin to speak, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, oh God, in Jesus' name. We praise you, God, because you are so wonderful, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Relationships being healed this morning, oh God. Husbands and wives working together. Yeah, loving each other, caring about each other, the children obeying their parents in the Lord because this is right, oh God, and they will live long life upon this earth, oh God. And we thank you today that our children are taught of the Lord and great shall be their peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today that you are the high tower where the righteous run into and we are safe, oh God. So we thank you for safety this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for just anointing us for your service, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. We thank you. We praise you. We say hallelujah and amen.
From the Pastor Bundas, I couldn't find it, but I have some scriptures here for it. And I just appreciate God in the name of Jesus that no matter what comes our way, I'm still persistent. And in the name of Jesus, and this still will go on. So I have scriptures here, and it comes from 2 Peter, the first chapter. And I asked God to give me just a word for everyone, words of encouragement. I couldn't find that passage back, but that's okay. The devil is alive because we are not defeated. Anyhow, it came from 2 Peter 1 through 3 and 4th chapter, I mean 3 and the 3rd and the 4th verse. And I read it in the King James Version, the words of encouragement that I had for you, the scripture and the verse I had for everyone on this prayer line. And I read that, and I looked at another verse, and I came across another verse. It's the T-E-E, and that's the Passion Translation. The enemy didn't want me to do this, but he's a liar in the name of Jesus. So the Passion Translation, and the third verse speaks about everything that we could ever need for life and godliness has already been deposited in us by this divine power. For all of this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing him who has called us by name and invited us to come to him through a glorious manifestation of goodness. And the fourth verse says, as a result of this, he has given us magnificent promises that are beyond all price, so that through the power of these tremendous promises, we can experience partnership with the divine nature by which we have escaped the corrupt desires that are of the world. So I just thank God, you know, for that. I admonish you to read the whole chapter. I did read the whole chapter of the King James Version, and also the whole chapter of the TP, the Passion Translation portion of it that gave me a better understanding, because I was cross-referencing it, and this one stuck out more to me as far as encouraging us. When you read it, then you will understand where I'm coming from in here about, you know, everything that we have on that we need of God is already on the inside of us, and it takes the Holy Ghost for us to be able to have these things that God is saying that we need to have that little one-on-one experience with him, relationship with him, so he can teach us daily through his word. In the name of Jesus. So I just thank God for the hour power of prayer and hallelujah and reading and studying his word and fasting and praying, which, you know, these are the ways that, you know, and his promises God said that he will do if we do according to what he says. So I thank God for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding right now that he gives us right now, God, when we do according to his will and his way. So he can show us the way how to live in such a world as this, hallelujah. And we can escape some of the corrupt desires that we have. That's our way of fighting, the good fight of faith, fighting against what the enemy is trying to do to us by speaking the word of God, by knowing what God's word says. So I just thank God for just for this tad bit, but. Just showing you, so if you read those verses, the King James Version, if that's what, you know, where you get your understanding from, but my understanding came even clearer for me, the Passion Translation. This is the first time that I've seen this, but it broke it down to me, you know, like never before. And so I just appreciate God for that. 2 Peter 1st chapter, the 3rd and the 4th verse of the Passion Translation, and also in King James Version, 2 Peter 1, the 3rd and the 4th verse. But I encourage you, every one of you, to read the whole chapter of both of these to enlighten you, whichever one or whichever version that you want to come out of. But this is what I came out of, and this is what I wrote down to encourage everyone today. About, you know, their relationship with God and that he has called us out, singled us out one by one, called us out by name in the name of Jesus because he loves us so much. Amen. And so I want to open the lines up right now for we're going to do not take too long in that because I want to give Sister Darlene time to do what she needs to do. So we're going to open up. You open up your mic and words of encouragement, songs, you know, prayer requests. So the mics are open now. Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Okay. Yes.
Amen.
Good morning, Brother Horsley.
Good morning. It would be a service in here all, but we thank God for the words that we did hear. Have a prayer request, the same prayer request that I had the other day for the Mann family and the Henderson family, his daughter. Amen. Thank you for the words. I heard the words of this. Went through a lot, and I credit I'll be with you the rest of the broadcast. And I was trying to still eternalize in what you was saying there. But I'm glad to be in the service. That will be my prayer request right now. Thank you for being a part of the service. I'm glad to be a part of it myself. Amen.
Good morning again. This is Darlene B. And I just want to request prayer for Saturday. Minister Benita is having an event for the children, and it's an outside event. So she's praying that, and we are going to pray with her, that the rain will not hinder from 10 to 6 p.m., that there will not be any rain. It's forecast to be rain. And I've seen God move before when we prayed that the rain would stop. He's done that for us. He did it in the Bible. So we're just going to pray that God would give him favor so that it would be a successful event, because he's reaching out to the children and providing opportunities for them to enjoy some things that you set up. So we'll just be praying for that, and that everything will work out as God would design it there for Minister Benita. And also want to pray for Francis, that God will continue to heal his body and that he will receive Jesus Christ as his true Savior and not be willy-nilly with his thoughts about religion. So we'll just be praying for that this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is, well, I have a few words that I need, people I want need to have prayer for. Kenny, healing. He had a massive heart attack. That's my niece's husband. His name is Kenny. Mary Wright for her home. These are continual prayers for the one names that I'm calling. Kennedy and Faye and Melvia, prayer for their household. Hallelujah. Their communications lines are open. For my car, I'm having issues. It's an old car, 2005. TCC on, but, you know, it seems like when one thing, you know, happens, you know, it's other little things that, you know, are happening. But, hey, everything belongs to all the money, all the houses, all the land. You hear me?
Yes,
so, okay, so I'm praying for, you know, my car, that I get the parts and stuff that I need, because it's things with the transmission, not the transmission, but with the this leakage up under the bottom of the Holy Ghost knows, for my life and healing and studying God's word and for strength. Amen, in Jesus' name. And the mics are still open.
Good morning. Scholastic, I see you listening in agreement. And I need prayer for myself, just wisdom, to handle a situation and just make good decisions and, you know, say what I need to say and say it in the right way. And also continue praying for the families and salvation, healing, and deliverance of the families. And today is my daughter's birthday. So happy birthday to Praise. Thank you.
Is there anyone?
Yes. Hi, good morning. This is our Sister Mary, and would like to have prayer for my sister Peggy, that she be placed, you know, in where she needs to be placed, that with her mental status, that she'll and they are taking care of her where she is now.
Thank you, my sister. Is there any, before we turn it over to Pastor Bandage?
Well, we want to thank everybody for their prayers for the hostage family. My sister, husband, passed on yesterday, but she thanks everybody for the prayer, just prayer of strength while they make arrangements and everything. So glad that we're there and that you could call and to the prayer line and just leave notice, and it gets put on the prayer line and it starts the request going. Then we can get back to people saying that prayer request is going coast to coast around the world. And it does make a difference for strength, because I did hear from my sister, no, one of my nieces, haven't heard from her about 15 years, but she did call yesterday. I believe that's as a result of God moving around and touching people's hearts and stuff, and I thank God for that. Continue to pray for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. That have a prayer request before I turn it over. Trying to give everybody a chance that has something to say that before we turn it over to Pastor Bandage. If there's no one else, then we will turn it over to Pastor Bandage so she can. We're going to pray over these prayers. That's what we're going to do. And then we're going to turn it over to Pastor Bandage. So everybody unmute their phones. And
we just thank you this morning. We praise you this morning, oh God. First of all, oh God, for the opportunity to intercede, stand in the gap, and make up the hedge, oh God. So we pray for the man and Henderson families this morning, God. We pray, God, that you cover them, that you protect them, that you give them strength, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for it, oh God. We praise your name as we're praying together, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for the unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the event for Reverend Benita, oh God, on Saturday, oh God, that you hold back the rain, oh God, that the children will be able to participate in the event, oh God, and that you give them an opportunity, oh God, to hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ, oh God. I pray, Lord, for the anointing upon this ministry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, for bold soldiers, oh God, being out there, Lord, that there are witnesses for you, God. Oh God, for those who need you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that, oh God. We pray for Francis, oh God, that you continue to heal his body, God. Save his soul, oh God. Make him every with whole, oh God. Help him to be drawn to you, oh God, and not be tricked by the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, take the veil from around his eyes, oh God. Take away the stony heart, God, and give him a heart of flesh today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We pray, God, today for Kenneth, oh God, that you heal his heart, God, as he had a heart attack, oh God. You're the one who heals, Lord. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, oh God. So we thank you for the healing today. For Kenneth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, as the doctors are doing the work, oh God, for him, God, let them be alert, God, that they will do the right thing, God, and that his heart will be revived, oh God, and restored, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we do pray for Kennedy and Faye and Melvia, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We pray for just a covering of their minds, oh God, their thoughts, oh God, that everything that they need, oh God, we know that you can supply it according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, am I the only one praying this morning? I don't hear anybody else's voice
no,
this morning.
We stand in agreement in the name of Jesus. That you move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, and that you answer every prayer request, Lord God. So we came to thank you and praise you, Lord God, for your answer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, and covering every area In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, we praise you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for coming to events that are coming up, oh Lord God. For coming out of events, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless our children, our grandchildren, oh Lord God, and the children, Lord God. Touch and save you on save, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for you, oh Lord, worthy God. Come on, let's go and pray. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, man, and Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Father God, in that situation, Lord God, that you will help me with this situation. You will make the right choices, make the right decisions, say the right words that you need to say. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, my God, for Peggy this morning, that you will help her where she is right now, that they will serve her properly, God, that they will take care of her, oh God, and even as she's looking to be placed in the home. We pray that the doors will be opened, God, for the right institution, that they will give her the help and the needs, oh God, that her time will be developed in the right way, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we do pray for Pastor Horst.
In the name of Jesus, Lord,
yes, praying, Lord God. We're praying for the world.
Save the day, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you touch Pastor Scholastic family, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless the Washington family, oh Lord God. Lord God, you'll save me. You know, Lord God, you'll save me. You know, Lord God, you'll save me. 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 Lord God, touch the congregation, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Matthew, the Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, like never before, Lord God, during these troubling times, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, while our children are on vacation, oh Lord God. Lord God, let there be peace today, oh Lord God, in New York, oh Lord God. As they go to the corner, oh Lord God, the judge of the process on the things that were done, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that will be no loss of life, oh Lord God. Lord God, let it be cherished and taxed, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we thank you, Lord God, oh Lord God. May I pray. Yes, God. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for your mercy and your kindness, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the power of power of prayer, Lord God. We thank you for everyone that's here, Lord God, all those that desire to come. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, we praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
So we thank
you.
Yes,
so we're
going
to time
check.
Of
celebration.
Yes, God. Yes, we're grateful today for what we have done through the anointing that destroys yokes and bondages. We have come together as a corporate body, and we know that one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So we're putting more to flight than the enemy would want us to do. And we're glad that we're able to do that because we know that God has put us here for such a time as this. So as we are here right near the top of the hour, we're grateful for each and every person. Thank God for your presence here. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as we're leaving, we cover and fill all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ all across the world that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject it, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God today for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. I decree no accidents or incidences as we travel. Thank God for the messenger angels, the warrior angels. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for each and every angel that the Lord has placed in our lives in Jesus' name. I thank God for each and every one who has sown into our ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground, and I decree that your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will receive a 30-fold blessing, some 60, and some 100-fold. And, of course, I love Deuteronomy 1 and 11. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you in the name of Jesus. I decree today that businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Some will receive millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands, some thousands of dollars, some hundreds of dollars. According to your faith, so be it done unto you, because I decree this morning that we have been given power to get wealth in the name of Jesus. I decree that we have on the whole armor of God. We're able to come against every trick and scheme of the devil. I decree today that we resist the devil and he flees from us in Jesus' name. I decree today that we cast all of our cares upon him because he does care for us. I decree today that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. I decree today that wickedness in high places is destroyed in Jesus' name. I decree no weapon formed against us shall prosper in every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are redeemed from the curse of the law in Jesus' name. And I do want you to know that I love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, your foes. Thank God today that we're loving people into the kingdom as we are seeing God doing great and marvelous things. So everybody go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Come back on tomorrow, and we'll see what we have for the Lord and what he has for us. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.